Hello and welcome back to the Loudmass Podcast. I am your host, Quite, joined as always by FPS Diesel.
What's boolin'?
And Wild Spartans. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good, Buster. I heard that Piranha Plant got added to Smash Brothers.
He did.
I haven't played him yet.
He did. He is my profile.
He got added. He actually got added really fucking early.
Like, everybody thought
he got
added
until February.
Dude.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, it's Nintendo, so it's probably going to be late February or something like that.
So. And it was late January instead. But Piranha Plant is my profile picture because I've recently fallen in love with him. He is the most adorable plant I've ever seen. Diesel, you and me are the only ones who have played Piranha Plant because Brandon's a boomer and he's always behind on everything. How has your experience so far been?
Sorry, I got a cold, but that's my opinion. No, that's me getting damaged by the piranha plant poison, like, air. Okay?
Like, that's one of his attacks.
It's his side B. His side B is way overpowered.
It's not really overpowered because it doesn't do any knockback damage.
I know, but, like, if you're caught in that, that does, like...
Yeah, it's the thing is, though, it doesn't hinder you at all, so it's really easy to get out of.
True. I guess so. I don't know. I think somebody could get really fucked up from that.
Plus, like, it's not like a projectile. It just, like, stays in one place, and you have to stay out of the cloud.
He's like King Dedede, but, like, worse.
That sounds awful.
He's definitely not worse. He's definitely not worse to play against, I'd think.
I don't know.
I've played against literally just him on randoms quick play for, like, this entire day. And I've been playing him a bunch, and he is now my highest GSP character, and I'm... not sure if I'm proud or ashamed to say that, but he's definitely got some weak points in that he's somewhat slow, and he's a lighter character. His recovery is not as good as, say, someone like King K. Rool's.
His neutral A is hilarious.
What's his neutral A?
He just hits, like, forward repeatedly at a
speed so he, like,
even
chomps?
Higher than Little Mac.
Are you?
It's his rapid. It's his rapid attack.
Yeah.
Did they just, like, take every character in Smash and, like, let's give him everything?
Nah, like, he doesn't have everything. Like, his projectile game isn't, like, as, it's not as good as Diesel's making it out to be. Like, his only projectile is a spike ball that, like, he blows up and then can, like, slightly shift in a direction going forward. And it's not, it's super reliable. It's mostly good for edgeguarding.
Is DDD 2.0?
Is he that bad?
He's not that bad. Like, his back aerial is kind of slow. Like, I think he excels in his aerials a lot.
I think I'm going to trust Quine's opinion more about him being OP or not, because Diesel, you kind of suck.
Okay, well, listen here, Brandon. I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy
SEAL. The Smash Brothers tournaments!
Yes, those two
Hello,
things are
my
related.
Name's Kakashi. I dressed up as Kakashi when I was a 6-year-old, and I never took off the costume
since. I mean... It wasn't even when I was a 16-year-old. It was a year ago. That's what
just
makes
so
it worse.
Some people are gonna think this is a joke about me. No, it's me bullying Diesel. His Discord profile picture is
his
Kakashi when he was 16.
No,
yeah,
it's not even when I was 16. This was recently. This was like
a year ago. This was when he was 20.
You should say it wasn't recently, Diesel. This is for your sake.
Because that just makes it worse. Everyone knows I'm a weeaboo.
Yeah, Diesel's pretty weeby. Diesel's not like I'm gonna talk to you like you're in third person. Diesel's not super weeby. But he's not super weeby, but he is pretty weeby.
I have been known to watch the anime.
Yeah, you like your anime. I think some animes are good. Like I really like One Punch Man.
One Punch Man's good. I just finished watching Goblin Slayer, and I feel disgusting saying that I'm watching this, but what is it? Monster Musume. It's a slice of life anime where this guy lives in a house with a bunch of monster girls, and they all want to sleep with him.
As soon as you fucking said that goddamn name, I was like, this is going to be some weird monster kink shit. Because, like, I'm like, an anime and the word monster in it? Oh.
It's bad for your soul.
It's kind of uncomfortable to watch sometimes. Like, I'll watch an episode and I'm like, I feel gross. I don't want to watch this anymore.
I kind of want to watch this.
Of course you would. Of course you would, Brandon.
I kind like it's a
fucking creeper profile picture.
It sounds really interesting, but also really nasty at the same time.
I'm in the middle of Boku no Hero season 3. That's quite fun.
So you two watch anime occasionally.
Diesel definitely watches more than me.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Diesel then. Diesel, what would you recommend me to watch as someone who liked One Punch Man?
My Hero Academia. I mean, that's a no-brainer,
I've heard
My Hero Academia is really good.
I don't have a hatred towards anime. Like, I know some people like just don't like anime in general because, like, I don't know, the style or whatever the fuck, or like the fact it's like English dubs suck. But like, I don't know, I don't mind anime. Like, I'll watch it.
I mean, do you ever watch dubs to begin with?
Does Pokemon count?
I mean, I guess so, but like, you're not 12.
But I mean, like, no, well, I mean, to be fair, we sat in the Colorado house. We were sat watching Pokemon for like an hour.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think dubs are fine, depending on the dub. But like, I don't know. Something about watching it with subtitles is more enjoyable.
Yeah,
like,
One Punch Man with
subtitles is enjoyable.
But what was I gonna say? Fuck, I completely just brain farted. Oh, I saw, this is unrelated, but I saw a Power Rangers fighting game the other day, and I'm not sure how to feel about it. It looks kind of like
a
Marvel
Power Rangers.
Is it a brawler?
It looks like Marvel versus Capcom 3 in a way.
Really?
I'm looking
it
up.
That's strange.
Oh, what the fuck? No, this was like recently just announced. Just articles like a day ago, and like, what the fuck? That's so weird. Power Rangers has not been around in like a long time.
There's still new seasons of Power Rangers coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this one's just playing off the nostalgia.
Oh my god,
heavy.
I thought that shit was dead.
No,
thought Power Rangers.
Dude, the fucking film, the like reboot film came out in 2017.
What?
There was a live action remake like not too long ago. Brian.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of? Remember? Okay. I don't know if this was like what I think it was because I was really young, but did you guys play like those, I don't know if it was Power Rangers either, like there was this fucking like plug and play TV game, I'm pretty sure it was Power Rangers. I don't know if anyone else has played this,
well,
or they don't know
what
I'm talking
about.
What
did you do
about.
In it?
You hit stuff.
Yeah, hit stuff. Yeah,
I mean, like, I think I had like a SpongeBob plug and play.
I had the SpongeBob
I had
plug
one
and
of those.
Play where his nose was a controller.
No, oh, I had the same one, and then I also had the really funky looking oh, this was it. This was it. Hold up. Let me link the gameplay. I also had like the really shitty fucking Spider-Man one that looked like it was actually a good game, but like the one that looked really weird, the one with the joystick.
Yeah,
it's, like,
it looks
like a joystick.
It looks like his hella dick or whatever.
Yeah. this game.
Oh my god.
You remember this?
I played something from the same company.
I didn't have
I
all
played the
games
shit
are
of
identical.
I had this really shit what was it? I had this really shit fucking paintball plug and play. I had a lot of fun with that, but I could never beat it cuz you had like
a paintball plug and play. That sounds really weird.
It was like a like an on rail shooter, like a so I forget something like that where it's like kind of like Duck Hunt in a way. At least the framing was. And like the fucking paintball gun was the controller, obviously.
Dude, plug-and-plays used to be so huge.
They
like,
were fucking
actually,
epic, brother.
Yeah, I remember, like, most of my, like, childhood gaming, I really distinctly remember plug-and-plays. The other one I distinctly remember is, like, it's so weird, but, like, I remember getting it. So, you know, the DS, I think it was a DS Lite, let me see. Yeah, it was a DS Lite. So the DS Lite was, like, my first console, like, actual console that I can recall. Maybe not the Wii. But there was, like, this Ben 10 game for it. I remember picking it up out of the clearance section, and I was like, I'm going to play this game. And it was, I don't know, fucking, like, I don't know, 8 or 10-year-old me loved it. It was that one. You probably played it as well.
I may have played it. No, I played the fucking Alien Force one, like, when he was, like, a teenager or some shit. I had
okay,
that one for
yeah.
DS, and I loved that one. But
I played this one forever.
Like,
ago.
Fucking plug-and-play games weren't so big in my childhood as fucking Flash games were. Like, I remember playing Super Smash Flash and all that shit as a kid all the goddamn time. Shit like Thing Thing Arena and, like, Stick Fight. Stick Fight's a modern game.
I played, like, Happy Wheels and shit.
Happy Wheels, I watched PewDiePie play it. I didn't really play it myself. But, like, I would play that, like, interactive buddy all the fucking time. That shit was the shit. I think I got my ass whooped at, wow, I just brain farted heavy. Again, makes sense. But, yeah, no, Flash games were the shit back in the day because they were free.
Flash games were also good. I didn't play much of them, though, unless it was at school.
Oh yeah,
play
same.
WoW when I was a kid.
Did you
play
that?
You played WoW?
I was like 10 and I played like what is it? Pirates of the Caribbean Online and World of Warcraft, and those are both monthly subscriptions.
Dude, I was really into Wizard 101 as a kid. I kind of want to get back into it because it's actually like a decent game, like on its own, not just as a childhood nostalgia thing.
No, it's actually a super like complex card game, or not like super complex, but pretty decently complex.
I really enjoyed it, like, when I was playing it as a kid, and I was like, fuck, I want to go back to that. But
I got...
I was really pissed because, like, they fucking deleted my account because I hadn't used it for long enough. and I lost all the money I spent on that shit. Fucking pricks.
That's bad. Anyways, I remember at Walmart, I found a WoW box, and, like, I knew what the game was at the time, and I wanted to play it, and I bought it, and then, like, I bought it with my own money, and I was broke as fuck at the time because I was a young kid, and then I got it, and I played it for a month, and my parents refused to pay the subscription, so I couldn't fucking play it anymore, and I was like, well, that sucks, so maybe they saved me from a light addiction to World of Warcraft.
Not so. Having money saved your life.
I know, right?
Fucking, oh yeah, there's apparently there's like a monster prom update coming like on in February. It's like a second term kind of meme. I'm thinking about potential streaming that. Would you guys be down to join?
Yeah, but that sounds fun-y. Funny, because fucking
monster prom is great. Monster prom is a lot of fun.
It's a fun ass game.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
It's definitely something else. Like, it's not something I think I'd find myself playing as much as I did. Like, I don't really play it now, but when I first got it, like, I just sit in a Discord call with my friends and fuck about for a little bit.
It's like the anime I'm watching.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I'm...
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to watch that anime.
earlier when I blanked out, that's what I was thinking about. I was gonna mention the fucking Monster Prom DLC thing then.
No, it's more like... Okay... Let me phrase it to you like this, right? There is one of the monster girls is a centaur, you know? So she's a girl from the waist up and a fucking full-size horse from the waist down, right? And she has massive boobies, right? And the guy, like, meets her by, like, accidentally, aggressively fondling her. And I'm
what's
like,
this
what did
called?
You say it was
this
called?
This
is weird.
What's it? Yeah, what's this called?
Monster Musume or whatever. I'm butchering that because, you know, oh. I'm a weird...
M-U-S-U-M-E.
Yeah.
It looks like museum, but not museum.
It's a museum... what do you fucking anagram for museum?
Musum. Yeah.
And then there's like a... There's a snake girl who's like, oh man, I love you. And then she like...
Oh fuck, there's a spider girl. Holy
him.
Shit.
There's also a slime girl.
Is this a game?
No.
No, it's a...
How is this not a game? What the fuck?
Did it start as a visual novel or some shit?
I think it might have been a light novel.
What do you use to watch anime? Crunchyroll?
I do. I use Verve, because that way I get, like, dubs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Verve is, like, it gives you, like, fucking Crunchyroll and a fuck
How do you spell Verve?
VRV.
VRV?
Yeah, it's, like, apparently it's, like, $2 more than Crunchyroll, and it gets you, like, some bundle shit.
Yeah, I guess
oh,
you
I can
like
try it for
90s
free.
Cartoons.
Wow, the fucking first animation. Thing that like, come. Wow, dude, the first thing that it recommends me is Domestic Girlfriend. What the fuck is this?
What the hell is Domestic Girlfriend?
I don't know. Like, the thumbnail is just like these two girls surrounding this guy, and like, that's the first thing that I get when I go on the fucking website too.
Yeah, I just linked my Crunchyroll account with it right now, so I could like download episodes to watch.
Red versus Blue is on here.
Yeah, yeah, they have all of Rooster Teeth. They have a Crunchyroll.
Oh, shit. Fuck. That makes me want to get it even more now. Fuck.
This is not
fucking
us
for this.
If they'd like to,
Verve,
please
hit us up.
Yeah, they should. I love how we're just all like, man, we should really be getting paid for this.
We should be getting paid for talking so much good about this.
We should really get paid for enjoying a service.
I'm just saying, our audience would probably love that.
I enjoy Netflix, dude. I think I should get paid for that.
Okay,
you know?
Like...
You know, I also enjoy some Hulu here and there.
Personally, I enjoy inhaling oxygen and exhaling CO2. I think I should get paid for this.
I also enjoy 100% of the Steam library, so I think I should be getting every Steam game in my library now. I feel like this is something that's owed
I don't
to
know
me.
If Brandon, I don't know if you can accurately say you like the entire Steam library. Is you know, Death Garden on there? Is Death Garden on the fucking Steam library?
No, I don't actually fuck, is it?
Oh, it's not. You got away with
oh,
this.
Oh, thank God.
Don't have to worry about no VoIP.
I also kinda like all the Adobe programs when they work properly, so I should get that all for free too. what else should I get for free? Oh, Spotify, I should get that for free.
oh no, it is on Steam. Sorry, Brandon, get fucked.
Never mind. I don't get all the Steam games. Everything but Death Garden, please.
Everything but
I want
Death
VoIP.
Garden.
He just wants VoIP, bro. Give him in his VoIP.
They put you in a team-based game, and they have microphones and the headsets, but they don't give you VoIP.
It's genius.
What the fuck?
Obviously,
what
if there's VoIP in it now.
What if they actually had VoIP at the thing, and we just... What if they actually had VoIP at the fucking at PAX and we just couldn't figure out how to
no,
use it?
No, I asked them. They said they didn't. They said, okay, I asked them, do you guys have voice chat? And they're like, boop, 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 the game. And I'm like, that's not what I asked, but okay.
Boop, 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 the game.
Yeah, they went over all the features, and I'm like, that's literally not what I asked.
Is any of those features voice chat, though, is my question.
It was like talking to a customer support representative who's trying to get me to buy something else.
To be fair.
Yeah, I basically was, but it was in person, so it was even weirder, because it's like, you're looking at me directly in the eye, shilling me this product that I asked a completely different question for, so...
Death Garden's like half third person, half first person, right? It like depends on what your team you're playing on.
It's asymmetrical multiplayer.
The runners are third, and then the hunter is a first person.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Which I guess makes sense, because you have to like lower the fucking you have to lower the hunter's OP-ness somehow.
They had a free weekend, and I played it, and the hunter is infinitely better to play than. The fucking runners.
Yeah, but everyone likes playing the big bad guy.
Yeah, I know. It's the most fun, but it is the most fun, like in
whatchamacallit, for example, Dead by Daylight. Everyone likes playing the hunter in that game. No one likes being like the people who are running away, because way funner to be the hunter.
It's plus you get a big fuck off gun in first person.
It's like Slayer and Halo.
Yeah, it's like Slayer and Halo, but there's only
it's
one
infection,
Slayer.
Infection, you fucking plebeians.
Wait, what?
Infection no, it's like is the zombies versus the plebeians.
I know, but it's like it's like only one person gets to be the equivalent of someone who's playing Slayer.
Is there a Halo game mode that doesn't have the zombie thing? Because I know there's the zombie one where like you fucking stab somebody.
Yes, that's
and
infection.
They turn into you.
That's infection. But
okay, so Slayer's
team deathmatch. I thought you meant like one person is like just slaughtering everybody. It's like I'm playing Slayer, except everybody's like has half a brain cell to their name.
To defend myself, I haven't played Halo, in like probably. 7 to 6 years, something like that.
Oh, did you fucking download it off of Forge?
Did I do that? I think it's on my laptop, but it's not on my desktop. Is it on the Windows Store? Because
yeah, it's on
right
Windows
now,
Store.
Right?
Yeah, you
can
still
download
free.
It.
Okay, I'll get it off the Microsoft Store then.
Does that actually just work like the multiplayer?
It's literally just multiplayer. Like the only thing you don't have is an FOV slider, but that's
is there matchmaking?
There's custom game. There's server browsers.
So okay,
you can,
okay,
you can browse custom games, but there's usually not too many.
Yeah, I'm installing it.
You need a community. Install.
It was quite fun getting my ass beat by a...
How the fuck does this have three and a half stars? Fun but flawed? It's literally free. People are saying it doesn't open.
What?
People are saying it doesn't open.
That's a good reason. Fun but flawed.
Mine opened. I didn't have any issues with mine.
It's like a couple people are saying doesn't work. Other people are saying it's really poorly optimized, but like I don't know, you can't really complain too much when it's free.
I mean, it's a free version of Halo 5 multiplayer on the PC. Like I'm not too
You can't get too fussed about it if it's free.
Yeah, if the upcoming Halo game, Halo Infinite, like that's coming to PC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since you have to pay for that, and if it's as shit, like if there's no FOV slider, I'm gonna be a little bummed that. But
has it been officially confirmed, or are we just going off speculation?
Oh, I thought my official confirmation
putting it on the Windows Store. I'm almost certain about that.
My official confirmation was you guys telling me.
I'd bet my life on it. At some point, it's gonna be on PC because fucking Nvidia tweeted out. They've never tweeted out another Microsoft title before, so. NVIDIA's all like, ooh, look at Halo Infinite. And it's like, what do they make things for? Oh, yeah, PC. So, because I don't think any NVIDIA hardware is in consoles. I think it's just AMD.
They've been doing their, Microsoft has been doing, like, a lot of, like, PC crossplay shit, like, with the Game Pass and stuff. Like, it's actually been, like, pretty good for consumers as far
Gears
as...
Gears of War is now on PC anyway, so...
Which Gears of War? All of them?
Sea of Thieves is on
newest.
It.
Four? Yeah.
Like, the Game Pass shit is actually, like, really interesting.
I have a question, though. What's a Kingdom Hearts, and why do people care about it?
What? Is that a joke?
I don't know dick about Kingdom Hearts.
No, like, I mean, seriously, Diesel and I are on the same fucking boat. Wait,
listen, I don't know dick about Kingdom Hearts either. Like, okay, so, fun story.
So we put something on our list, and we don't know what the fuck we're talking about?
Listen, nobody knows what the fuck is happening as far as the Kingdom Hearts story is concerned. That's kind of the meme. But as a kid, I played that weird fucking game where you played as Roxas, Sora's fucking no heart equivalent or whatever the
fuck. Nobody.
Yeah, his nobody. And, like, I loved that game to bits, but, like, I only had
okay,
it for
okay,
a little bit of time.
Okay, okay, now let's try and answer these questions about Kingdom Hearts. What is a nobody?
A nobody is, it's like when you become a Heartless and nobody you is formed.
What
like
is a Heartless?
Is it a character without a heart? Like, a character, like, let's say, like, a...
The Heartless...
A dark character?
So, the Heartless are essentially, like, the main enemies I think you fight. Listen,
so
I
then
don't
how
spe-
come Roxas
I don't
isn't,
speculate.
Like, evil?
I don't, like... He's like the fuck. This is hard to explain, okay? It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, okay?
I mean, like, I've never played this game, period, so.
Like, let's just pull up the wiki real fast.
Let's just try and discern what it is based on what,
would
like,
it, would it get on Metacritic?
About.
I'm definitely so, consider playing it.
I'm considering playing it because I really enjoyed the gameplay when I originally got it. But the Heartless are beings of darkness that manifest in two forms, pure blood and Endblin. While most Heartless are, in fact, manifested hearts, they behave entirely devoid of emotion, and they were named Heartless. The Heartless are the primary enemy type in the Kingdom Hearts series. Okay, so I was right about that part, at least.
It got a fucking... Users gave it an 8.4, and... Critics gave it an 88, so it looks good.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days. That's the one I played.
Organization
13 is made up of, like, I remember this, but at least, like, they're made up of, like, fucking 13 different Heartless shadow people, whatever the fuck.
Why do they exist?
Because they're, like, the Heartless versions of, they're the Heartless versions of whatever, of, like, some of the main characters and whoever.
That's what I said. Yeah. They're fucking like the Heartless versions of a character, like the like, evil characters.
They're not even evil per se. They're just Heartless.
So, why are the swords keys?
I don't know. Dude,
so,
I love
Kingdom Hearts,
but like not enough to know about it.
Is it basically just like Disney's Infinity War in game form?
It's like
somebody decided, you know what, let's create some OCs. Oh, let's put them next to Disney characters. Also,
oh,
let's put
you.
In Final Fantasy.
My joke.
Let's put in Final Fantasy. Why not?
It's basically a fan fiction.
See, Diesel, like, I beat you to the joke, and you didn't even let me finish it, so now nobody gets to enjoy it,
fucking
idiot.
Okay, nobody's gonna enjoy this. Everybody
it looks
kind of
interesting. I think I'd
play as far as I remember, like, I had a lot of fun playing it, so I might get 3. Just to fuck
I'm
about.
Not gonna lie though, it doesn't like looking at it. It doesn't look like my type of game. Like it looks like it's like
a hack and slash.
Yeah, but like all the screenshots I'm looking at make it look like it's like a puzzle thing, and there's puzzles specifically to every kingdom you go to.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I'd play. To be fair,
why
and, like,
is
fucking
what is
here.
A Xehanort?
I don't know,
bruh. What even is that word? A Xehanort, brother?
Xehanort. He's like the guy. He like possessed other people's bodies to get.
Yeah,
some
that's a really terrible name to give somebody. That's like that. That's like that scene in Guardians of Galaxy 2. I think
it
is where the guy called himself really something really stupid.
The guy at Polygon who's like bringing in all of the views to the channel right now, Brian David Gilbert. He runs a show where he basically like over explains games. He's a really funny guy. He's literally the only reason that Polygon's YouTube channel is redeemable. But he tried explaining the Kingdom Hearts story.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy.
Yeah, and it was absolutely fucking hilarious.
Can you link
no, this
is the fucking thing real fast?
He's the guy that has the video called Buy My Bed, right?
No. I'll pull it up.
What? There's a different Brian David Gilbert?
unless I, like, said, like, the wrong name.
No, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that fucking did the Buy My Bed video.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, seriously,
well, he's
literally
to
the same dude.
Zelda
hold up.
Timeline, and he tried
Wait,
to find a
it's
hottest
literally
monster.
The same guy.
Oh, shit. Buy My Bed. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's that guy. No, he's really funny. I'm going to watch this later, the fucking Kingdom Hearts thing. Damn.
But yeah, he's super funny, and he works for Polygon. So.
No, he's really fucking... Yeah, honestly, like... He's keeping their whole company fucking afloat. Like
single-handedly doing
no,
the whole
seriously,
thing.
No, seriously, though. It's like, because it's like personalities are so fucking important in like this day and age. Like, and you need good personalities backing your product. And it's like, if your reputation is Polygon's reputation, you need some real good fucking personality
yeah.
working at your fucking, your website. Because, like, dude, Polygon's reputation is so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so
fucking bad. But
like, wasn't Polygon the one that did the Cuphead thing?
Yeah, no, yeah, I think that was The Verge. Does it really matter? Because it was
they're
just
all the
a game journalist. They're all
they
the
all
same thing.
They all have pink and purple fucking logos.
But, I mean,
they all
like,
fucking write bad articles.
Only some of them market themselves as entirely gaming publications, so if Polygon did it, it's infinitely more shameful.
None of them are totally gaming publications, because they'll always give hot takes that nobody asked for.
No. They'll fucking... Oh my god, this is literally an article called Powerful Shaggy Investigation.
Guys, look at this.
Please
it's
don't
Piranha
something.
Polygon has an article called about Powerful Shaggy.
It says Powerful Shaggy Investigation.
Wait,
and that
guys,
makes it just sound like they're gonna be like, this is racist.
Guys, what? look at this. It's the piranha plant putting up the spike ball, except it's Kirby. It's really cute. Look at it.
That is cute.
It's fucking adorable. Anyways, Powerful Shaggy Investigation. I saw this in my fucking recommended articles on like that on the Google app. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you know what I had as a recommended article on my like Google?
What do they mean investigation?
Said,
I don't understand.
Oh, I'm trying to find it. Oh, the pretty boy swag TikTok meme is the best thing to come out of the app so far. And thank you, Pop Buzz. You killed that meme by making an article on it.
This right here, fucking Ariana Grande. Thief! Thief! One time Shaggy snapped his fingers and Michelle, Daphne, just disappeared. She came back like 30 seconds later, but she was shocked and scared and kept saying something about the dark place. I don't want to talk about the dark place. I don't want to talk about the dark place ever again. I love that. I love this fucking meme. Like, it's probably dead now, but like, it's fucking. It's
so
fun.
The Shaggy meme is fucking dead. I'm so tired of seeing Shaggy memes.
Polygon, like, they have like featured channels, and they're all like other publications. And it's like they're trying to like, I don't know. It looks like they're trying to be hip and cool and like put their friends on the right side of their channel, the featured channel.
Yes, if Polygon's friend, Da Verge.
Yeah, I know, right?
It would come off like that if it wasn't just left as the default label. Like,
no,
it's just...
I don't even, like, I think, like, companies nowadays have, like, especially, like, older ones, they have, like, a really hard time adapting with, like, just anything. Like, they have a really hard time adapting to, like, social media trends and things like that, and it's like, they never get it right.
Yeah,
at least
but
most
I mean,
don't
like,
get it right.
I feel like the sub box is, like, the sub box on the sidebar is completely detached from that, because, like, fucking companies like network channels like Machinima have always put like affiliated
yeah, but they're,
companies.
They're all competition
there.
Though. Like The Verge and the Polygon are like are direct competition
are they
with each other.
Are they
no, they're owned
they
by
the
same parent company.
Yeah, like
oh, they're owned by the same parent company. Okay,
yeah, like then,
so no,
that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm guessing those are all just things like
no, that makes
the same
sense. I was under the impression that they were like fucking competition with each other because like I guess that would make sense. You know, competition in general because like that's a thing that's supposed to happen, but I guess not.
If it's competition, it's probably friendly competition since they're under the same parent umbrella.
Oh, you know, it's definitely friendly competition in that case because like they do work for the same company. But I didn't know that. Fuck. Damn.
The amount of companies that control all the information you see is fucking crazy.
Like, it's like
very,
it's probably
it's very few.
It's probably like three companies, huh?
No,
it's very few.
On,
isn't
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up.
That's not surprising. I mean, like a bunch of layoffs originally happened because of like the opinion sections. And, like, you know, we know that's not because they felt like they needed to be more, you know, fucking trustworthy. It's definitely
a
money thing.
We need a Jamie.
Also, I have more subs than Polygon on YouTube. I just wanted to say that.
Of course you did. Of course you wanted to. Like, because, just, it's like, I hope you guys don't mind. Oh, just get up, put my arms up real fast.
It's
yeah.
Fucking Polygon.
Just tension my arms in front of
I
your
I have to
eyeballs.
Flex against Polygon, dude. It's fucking Polygon.
You're flexing on the rest of us too, Brandon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Most
I take
of
back
all
my
the
flex.
Media
don't
you
take it back, Brandon. Don't take
top
it back.
Jesus.
Keep flexing, sister. You earned this.
Wavelengths.
Wave
Disney,
check, wave check.
Valacom, Time Warner, CBS.
Okay, so this is an infographic of the media companies that control all of the media that you consume.
I knew about Disney, what they owned. I didn't know News Corp. I thought Fox was like the thing that owned other shit. I didn't
See,
know it
so,
was called
yeah,
News Corp.
News Corp owns both Fox and Wall Street Journal, which are totally competing like news outlets.
The News Corp is about to lose Fox to Disney, though.
No, Fox News
the
is separate from
bit.
Fox Pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, they're
so
getting, like, Fox Pictures.
Wow, they literally compete against their own like, that.
Well, I mean,
like,
Fox
it's genius.
Fox is a primarily fucking TV-based outlet, and Wall Street Journal is, like, a paper-based or internet, not paper, internet-based outlet.
No,
it's,
but...
It's subscription
yeah,
service
but
as well.
They have
they're,
directly...
They're not
like,
directly competing because they occupy two different niches. They have but they have
directly opposing opinions, is what I'm saying. So it's like people who, because like generally the Wall Street Journal is left and Fox is right.
Is the
generally Wall Street
speaking. Journal typically
left? Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're the people that did the PewDiePie shit.
I mean,
yeah.
Forgive me if I don't watch the, if I don't look at Wall Street Journal too much.
I mean, no, I don't blame you.
Only
but like, they're the people. They're the people that did the fucking ad crisis. Like,
yeah,
they're the people who started that.
They're the people that started that shit.
So it's like, they're definitely really left-leaning.
Our sworn enemies.
That's fucking genius. That's so genius. You just fucking buy both sides and you're like, you win regardless.
I think it's kind of scary, though, that like between all these companies.
Well, I mean, it also shows that like, you know, it's like you look at Wall Street Journal, for example, for your left-leaning content. It's like the company that owns them also own the people you don't like. So it's like, people are just being played by these fucking companies.
No, you are just being played.
Yeah,
most of the time you are. So there you go. That's terrifying.
I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know like which company specifically owned what.
Well,
I know
the
media
know.
Just wants you to like.
And for I don't think we said all the companies. So it's Comcast, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS that control 90% of all media that you consume.
And it's epic.
Well, like mainstream media doesn't include like YouTube content.
Yeah, like YouTube
like
is Google.
I'm
obviously.
Sure nowadays, because like this says 2012, so I'm sure nowadays that I'm sure that YouTube fucking takes up a pretty big chunk of that.
I mean,
now.
I think it's only accounting for like TV media or like movie.
Yeah,
media.
Yeah, it's probably accounting for TV. And, like,
it probably
articles.
Doesn't count. It doesn't probably account for.
So
like,
YouTube's
a whole
owned by Google,
consumption.
And Google is owned by parent company Alphabet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew about that.
So I don't think anybody owns Alphabet.
No, Alphabet is the company that Google created as a parent company for all their other companies. They own a lot of fucking companies.
Yeah.
So like, Alphabet was made by Google?
Yeah. They did it in like 2014, I want to say, but like I'm pretty sure Alphabet was created with the intent of filling up every fucking, I'm not sure if this is true, but like cuz this is kind of speculation and off of faint memory. I'm pretty sure it was like, we're gonna put a letter for every company or something like that. The stock image, hold up.
So is Google essentially still their own parent company though?
No, Google's owned by Alphabet.
No,
but if they made Alphabet,
well, they, whoever was appointed CEO of Alphabet is in charge of the operations that go on beneath it. So
okay,
all right, let's see how many companies they own. Fucking, why is there just no, like, clear list? Just give me a goddamn list, please.
Jamie, can you pull up that list of the monkeys that own all
yeah,
the companies?
Yeah, I fucking wish, dude. And then, like, just, goddamn it.
Jamie, can you show me those gorillas? Those things are crazy, man.
Should we really just get, like, a fourth person who we don't pay to pull up shit?
No, that's real fucked.
No, let's get an unpaid intern, dude. It's an internship.
Like, we just
not,
get a
you're
fucking
not supposed
intern,
to pay
dude.
Interns. You're not supposed
I've
to pay
I've got an
intern.
Email from someone, like, unironically asking if we wanted an intern.
I think we've talked about this before.
No, we have. No,
and the
guys,
logistical
we're fine.
Nightmare that would be.
We're fine, guys. We don't, like, it'd be really weird if
like,
we just...
Our podcast schedule is too, like, it's too inconsistent.
Right now, it is literally impossible to do that. But, like, if there was a brick-and-mortar studio, that'd be a totally different story.
All right, also, totally scratched the whole Alphabet thing where every company represents a letter. That was, like, a speculation from my faint memory of this happening. But, so, I found a somewhat of a list. It's more of, like, a graph thing. It's like a fucking, I don't know, I'll send it in chat. It's really weird. It's like boxes and companies they own. So, they own a lot of companies they didn't even know they fucking owned. So, like, they own Nest, which I've seen before.
Yeah, I know they own Nest, yeah.
They make like, ringers and shit for your front door. And, like, autonomous vehicles, that's totally expected because it's Google. They own AdSense, which we knew. I didn't know about DoubleClick. Google Cloud Platform, obviously. How do you even pronounce it? Verily? I guess it's a healthcare and management, managing... deceased okay or disease my bad not deceased it's fucking it's scrunched up
I know it's quite
capital
tiny.
G gap capital G and then like a bunch of other fucking deep mind artificial intelligence
yeah, deep
definitely
mind,
expected
yeah,
that
one I know
access they own internet an internet provider they have fiber Chronicle. Damn, they own a lot of shit. I didn't even fucking know.
That company, Waymo, makes autonomous vehicles. Their logo looks like the Weyland Yutani logo.
Brandon, looking at the CEO and president, I'm pretty sure like those are the two people who co-founded Google. So, in a way, Google still owns Google.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't doubting that. Like, Google definitely still owns Google.
Like, I'm sure the same people who were in power before didn't put themselves out of power.
No, they just wanted more power, so they made a bunch of companies. Yeah.
Yes. So they didn't... Why didn't... I'm surprised they didn't just want Google to be the parent company because it's got the name recognition, unless they didn't want that name recognition.
They probably didn't want the name recognition because then people would be like, oh, Google also owns this company, this company, this company, and no one really knows what the fuck Alphabet is. Like, I'm sure lots of people listening probably never heard of that before because Google is, like, seen as its own huge company because it's fucking massive. Google's massive. So people see Google as its own company, and then they don't know that Google also, or basically Google also owns, like, Capital G and Nest and Waymo and shit like that. So that's not surprising they wanted to separate
even it. On YouTube, like, the multi-channel networks are owned by, like, I know they're a multi-channel, I think Full Screen. I don't think they're owned by Viacom, but they might be
a lot of MCNs are owned by really massive companies.
Yeah, Disney bought Maker. I think it was Warner Bros. Who invested in Machinima back in the day. God, that went somewhere. Viacom. I'm trying to remember who owns Full Screen.
I'm almost certain it's Time Warner that owns Full Screen, but I could be wrong. It's hard
Otter
to tell.
Media?
It's not like that information is hidden. It's just that it's difficult to find because then you're going through like company reports, and it's just dry.
Its parent is Otter Media, apparently, and Otter Media's parent is Warner. Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
I wonder. Oh, I fuck,
dude. Otter owns Crunchyroll, Verve, Full Screen, Rooster Teeth. That's why everything is in Verve because they own like all those companies already.
What the fuck? I thought Rooster Teeth was its own thing. I didn't know they were owned. Oh my god. What the fuck?
That's Holy how a lot shit. Of it works. A lot of people don't realize the companies that are involved and the things that you, like, consume.
No, I was just about to say, I always thought, like, a few companies owned, like, I always thought, like, you know, like, there's are a few companies that own a bunch of companies, but I thought most companies were generally pretty independent, but clearly not.
It's Full Screen. Full Screen is its parent company is Otter. Otter's parent company is Warner, and then Warner's parent company is AT&T.
Jesus.
Oh my god. So what? Is it like, does that mean like, I want, honestly, there has to be like a graph somewhere of someone who mapped the shit out. There has to be a graph of someone who's mapped out all of the major companies that own literally everything. Cause I'm pretty sure there's like 20 companies total that probably own majority of shit. Like
Little
probably 90%.
Know, Infinity War was actually just a movie about Disney collecting everything and taking over the world.
That was a meme, Diesel.
Star Wars, Marvel, whatever the fuck.
No, that was a meme. That was a meme. Actually, like a long, a meme, like when like, the trailer
I know,
came
I,
out.
I remember seeing that.
I don't know if like, it was the when the trailer came out.
The Infinity Stones were replaced with a different property.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
Disney
and then
the
one of the edits had like Mickey Mouse's head over Thanos.
That was the one I was
untrue though. You know,
it's not untrue, and it's like they're not. It's not like they're doing Marvel too much injustice as far as.
Here's one of them. Here's one of them. It's like. There's one of them.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. They just need the DC stone.
Yeah, there's also one without the DC stone.
I like how you gave us like a meme in Spanish.
I just googled it. I literally googled Thanos. I literally googled Thanos Mickey Mouse.
Diesel, what do you mean? What do you look like? You're Puerto
Rican. You look like the most likely person out of both of us to speak Spanish.
No, it's,
I mean,
it's
you're
not,
not
even.
Wrong.
It's not,
I do agree.
Diesel, it's not even what you look like. It's that you're literally Puerto Rican and you live in a, like a partly Spanish speaking
household. I mean, he literally is the most likely out of us
like,
to speak Spanish.
Sí, la biblioteca es muy grande.
Yeah, my Spanish is pretty shit.
Ay caramba, madre de Dios.
Can you say the N-word in Spanish?
Pendejo, that's not the N-word.
That's
that
not the N-word.
Word to say.
Yeah. Alright, let's talk about the freezing cold, because this is something I don't have to deal with. But
it is kind of epic. Everybody's just kind of freezing to death.
How cold is it, like, generally where you two are? Because I know that you two have the potential of that.
I couldn't tell you, because I live in a box, but okay. From what I've heard, in some places, it's colder than Antarctica.
Yeah, no, like, wow.
Unironically,
north,
like, negative
north,
40.
North.
Like, if north, you look at, like, if you look at some of, like, the videos on Michigan Lake, scenes from Michigan Lake, but if you look at some of the shit there, it looks like you've entered into an alternate dimension. Like, the fucking, it's like the, what is it, the cold steam or whatever the fuck, or, like, the steam fog, like, just rolling on Michigan Lake. It looks like the lake is evaporating into snow and just flying away.
That's fucking scary. I mean, like, it's not, how cold is it right now in Cali? Let's see, where I live in Cali. Let's see. fucking 55.
Yeah, real cold, bud.
It's not cold.
Dude, that's shorts weather.
Yeah, that's totally shorts weather. Why do you think I own so many fucking pairs of shorts? Like, there's no reason to wear pants here.
Yeah, like, there's like 2 feet of snow. Not 2 feet of snow. That's over-exaggerating. There's at least a foot of snow outside, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know how much snow I have here?
None.
Zero.
Okay, yeah, but you guys have fires.
The only time I had snow here was when I was like, I want to say like 8 or 10, somewhere in there, and like we went outside on, it was like Christmas Eve or like Christmas morning, and there was snow. It was a little bit of snow, but there was still snow. It was a really nice Christmas miracle for 10-year-old me. So, you know.
I mean,
it's cold.
I haven't seen snow like this in a while. Like, it was snowing sideways on my way back home today. Like, I couldn't see 8 yards ahead of me. It was so bad.
So, I've never, like, is the polar vortex, like, a thing that's, like, a recurring thing? Or is it a name for something that's specifically...
No.
I feel like people just named it a thing.
No. It's an actual thing. So, basically, up north in the polar caps, there's a vortex. And it's really cold. And it's always cold. And usually, there's a wind restriction that goes around it to keep it in the pole, in the caps, right? But since the climate's been warming in general, that wind has been weakened. So now, the weather from the polar caps is coming down to more of the middle of the planet. Because, like, there was a picture that explained it really well. That's the only way that I know this. hold up. I just looked at the picture and I was like, this is enough information to judge. So basically it was like, let me see if I can find the same picture because it explains it really well.
Jamie, pull stall, up the picture of the snow.
Stall. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Polar Vortex Wiki and it seems like it comes down every sometimes.
So it comes down occasionally, but since the climate's changed, it's weakened the jet stream that's supposed to keep it in place.
Brandon sounds like a mad scientist.
So, yeah, I sound like I'm talking about, like, the fucking end of the world right now. So, like, basically, it's, like, the jet stream that's supposed to keep it in place has been weakened. So, like, the cold air is moving downward from the polar cap. And that's why we hit the bad weather. It should strengthen again eventually. This is going to be more periodic, apparently, now.
I don't know. Because it sounds like liberal propaganda.
I don't know, I walked outside, it's pretty okay, it's only 55 degrees outside, I don't know what are you guys talking about.
I didn't know that I saw snow on the ground, that doesn't look like global warming to me.
I walked outside and only lost 3 toes to hypothermia, I think we're gonna do okay.
I don't know what you people are talking about, it's really cold outside, I don't know how the planet be warming if it's cold. How does it make any sense, guys?
We've been talking about climate change, why is it snowing?
I saw a tweet, I forgot who made the tweet, but I saw something that said, world hunger isn't real because I ate breakfast this morning.
that's literally what
dude,
that is.
I don't know what people were talking about. I got cereal in my pantry. I got tons of stuff.
I always like to talk about like the guy who walked into, I think it was Congress, he went outside and got a snowball.
And he just brought it inside and it didn't melt. Real. And he's like, it's not real. Snowball's not melting.
See,
but it's
I brought snow.
Dude, it's like, how is world hunger
it's like,
even real? Just order some Chipotle, Postmates.
No, I was about to say, it's like, how is world hunger even real? You got DoorDash, just want some food.
Just get Uber Eats, dude.
How are you starving? You got food in your phone.
It's right there.
Dude, just fucking Prime Now some groceries. What are you doing? Just
stupid, fucking... just get some groceries, bro. It makes too much sense. It's true. It really does make too much sense. But apparently in Chicago, like, they're calling it Chiberia or some shit.
Chiberia?
Yeah.
No, it's really fucking cold. It's
like,
really goddamn cold.
It looks like, it's beautiful in some places just because of the rolling fog and shit, like, on the sunset, but it's like, in other places it looks like a hellscape.
This dude looks fucking frozen. This guy is shoveling his fucking
froze,
driveway.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on a green, he looks like he's on a green screen.
Yeah, he looks really fucking cold, damn. Hold up,
wow.
There's like a...
That's crazy, man.
Oh, there's like a fucking... There's like a graph that goes over the years of it shifting. It's actually like... When it shifts more, the cold gets weaker because it's less concentrated. But, damn. That's real bad.
For, like, you know that fucking dude who's, like, freezing? His glasses, since they're, like, covered in white, it looks like the anime glasses shines. Like, when a dude, like, moves his glasses up and down.
Yeah, he looks really weird. He looks like he's fucking frozen.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking statue, dude. He looks like something you'd see in a wax museum.
Yeah, fuck. Damn. I'm glad I don't live up north. One been good.
It's all right.
Yeah, tell that to Chicago.
Eh, you'll deal with it. Just put on a coat.
You're gonna be fine.
Just put on a hoodie. You'll warm up. It's fine. Fucking someone grabs like
Colorado and like the fucking bit affected by the polar vortex heavy?
Pretty much. Okay, so basically the western side of the U.S. and the southern side are not affected really, but when you get closer to the center. It's colder, but it's not, like, super cold. So, like, the middle states are colder than they were previous, but, like, they're not, like, fucking negative 30 freezing. They're, like, more like 20 to 10 from what I looked at.
They'd be more Fahrenheit, by the way, for European viewers.
Yeah, we're fucking retarded over here, and we just use Fahrenheit still.
Not Fahrenheit's better. Fahrenheit's better. Fahrenheit's better. But,
Fahrenheit's objectively worse. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that, like, fucking, like, I was going to say we, like, dodged a bullet by getting out of Colorado when we did.
Actually, it's not that cold in Denver right now. It's only 40 Fahrenheit. It gets cold at night, though. Fucking 10. So, oof.
You know what we have to get to before the end of this podcast?
The grave thing?
The grave thing, yes.
Yeah, so you can lead in this, and then I can fucking give my opinion afterwards.
All right. So,
I have no idea what this is, so
what happened was...
I'll link Diesel's tweet.
A couple of people... on Instagram, including my girlfriend, also brought this to my attention. But there was a cosplayer by the name of Snow the Salt Queen who went to a graveyard, right? And was like, oh, I'm gonna do a photo shoot here. And mind you, she's like not wearing underwear. Like, that's her bare ass on that gravestone. And this is like a graveyard.
She's sitting on the gravestone. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like a couple of more suggestive photos, but she took the post down because people were, like, calling her mean names. No shit. But basically her argument was, like, oh, I don't believe in the afterlife, so, like, who fucking cares, right? And, actually, I can read you the post right now. I wouldn't care if someone peed on my grave. Parentheses. Honestly, getting buried at all is a big nope for me. Cremate this bitch and dump me in a sewer. Because I'd be dead and gone. If someone's dead, they're gone. And a grave is nothing but for the living people to remember them by.
Yeah,
and no mourners were around, so...
But, that's our argument. Yeah, but you posted that shit online! It's like... You posted it online! And it's like people like might recognize that and be like, you literally fucking put your bare ass in my grandma's grave, dude! It's like, I get it. Like, you know, you might not think there's an afterlife. And even if you don't think there's an afterlife, you can look at that and understand that, like... Oh, like, this is, like, someone watched their fucking, like, relative get buried there. Like, someone, that is someone's final resting place and, like, the last place that someone might have been seen, you know, for someone's family. And it's, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's just not okay to fucking do something like that. And
personally,
it's, like, the fact that
you know what,
people
guys,
think
I don't
it's
see
fine.
What the big deal is. Why? What's the big deal with rubbing your bare ass on someone's grave, dude? Come on. Come on, dude. What's, like, what's
well,
the issue, dude?
Quite.
Like, I don't and see like, what the problem is, man.
So many people have been saying they don't see a problem with it, and it's like I don't understand how you don't, mainly
no.
for the fact that like
here's the only reason like, they're gonna have that opinion is because either they like the only way I could see you having that opinion is if you've never had to go to a funeral in your life, right?
Yeah,
I feel like you
I
don't
mean,
have to go to a funeral to know it's not
yeah,
very
I, luckily
yeah,
edgy I haven't
teenagers
had
are fucking stupid.
No, luckily, I haven't had to have a funeral right in my family. Like, we haven't had that happen yet, luckily. But, like, I can still understand that, like, that's disrespectful. Like, because if it's, like, let's say someone in my family fucking died, and I had to go to their funeral, and then, like, a month later, I see this fucking jackass sitting on my, like, grandmother's grave. It's, like, that's not respectful, and it's, like,
yeah,
I certainly wouldn't fucking appreciate
and,
it.
And
like,
I only I, responded I feel to like one most... person who, like, was like, oh, I don't see the problem with this. And I'm like, yeah, well, what if that was your grandmother's grave? And they're like, well, my grandmother pretty, like, wouldn't care. And I'm like, what? Are you fucking stupid? Like, are you fucking kidding me? And by the way, they follow you guys too, so they're probably not going to follow either of you after this, but who gives a shit? But like,
oh, well. I lost one follower. My life's over.
Oh, God, like, God forbid we lose someone with such a huge intellect.
It's like people who, it's like people who like are like, I'm unsubscribing from you. It's like, dude, like, go for it.
Go for it. Your big brain couldn't handle me anyway. But, like, how fucking dare you, right, be like, oh, I don't care. Like, That's not the fucking point. It's that the point is not if you care. You should give respect to other people.
No, I could also understand, like I would be a lot more forgiving if the person was like, you know what, guys, you're entirely correct. I personally have never experienced something like this before, so I was, like, ignorant of the situation, and it's like, I agree that this is wrong, and we take the post down. I'd be like, okay, good for them. They fucking learned from their mistakes. There's no issue there. But, like, clearly they didn't. They're like, I wouldn't care if someone pissed in my grave. Why are you all so salty? It's like,
what is
dude,
Snow the Salt
fucking
Queen's fucking ad or some shit?
They don't have a Twitter ad. I went looking for that, otherwise I would have added them. But
what's their Instagram or some shit?
It's at Snow the Salt Queen. They took their posts down for a while.
Oh, and they're privated.
Yeah, they might be privated now.
Oh no.
Oh, I've fucking seen this person around. I feel like I've seen this in fucking really like cursed edits of convention videos.
Yeah, well,
yeah, haven't they been like under fire before?
No, they're like absolutely bananas. there's like a whole like Pretty Ugly Little Liars forum post about them and about like their shitty behavior. There's like a bunch of stuff on that. Someone told me that they say they have dissociative identity disorder and that one of their identities is a character from an anime, Danganronpa, which is like a visual novel game.
That's so weird.
And they use it as like an excuse to act like really shit.
That sounds kind of epic.
They also looted an underage anime character and sold the pieces sold like the lewds for $45. So there you
That's
go.
That's not good. That's
this
not
is
good
just
at
in
all.
My replies.
I mean, like, I don't expect someone to, with, like, doing that and their response of a good moral compass. So, I mean, like, kind of expected. So, yeah, but, like, to all the people that were like, there's no issue with this, like, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. If your relative, like, died, and then, like, you saw this fucking picture, and that was their grave, you'd probably be pretty upset. You'd either be angry or upset. Like, I guess upset could be both, but still. It's like, you would not appreciate it, regardless. It's like, regardless your stance on, like, what you believe in all of that, you would not appreciate it. It's like, because it's like, that's the final resting place for somebody. Like, and it's like, that's the family's closure, really.
Yeah, and if it's so. Like, if you don't care, like if you really it's like, oh, I don't give a shit, well, you should have like the modicum of human decency to respect other people's way of living.
Yeah, because this isn't a small thing either. Like, this is like, you know, this isn't like, oh, you fucking, you know, you man spread in a train or something like that. Like, this isn't something that's like that. This is like a, I don't know, it's a pretty big deal to some people. So it's like,
it's just giving respect to other people, you know, like they're not doing anything to you, so why the fuck are you gonna get on their case, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it wouldn't have been that hard to find some dead grass and some fucking gravestone props.
And, like, there are historical grave sites where, like, you can go and do that, right? Where it's like, these graves are 60, 100 plus years old. And it's fine for you to do that, because they do, like, ghost tours there, right? But that wasn't the case. And the people who run the graveyard and maintain it responded and are like, okay, we're gonna open up an investigation, thank you for bringing this to our attention and all that.
Yeah, please don't use gravestones as toilet paper.
It's basically dead.
I'm sorry, I can't stop focusing on the fact that it was her bare ass.
No, it's like, it really, like, that shot wouldn't have been that hard to achieve. Like, you wouldn't have had the background
that
they had.
Easily, yeah,
yeah, well, but you could have just...
What was the effect of having a fucking graveyard? Like, there's barely any, like, background. Just find a rock.
I don't know, like, a gloomy effect,
they didn't
I guess.
Even, like... It wasn't even, like, edited in post well enough to make it, like, a good gloomy shot.
No, it really wasn't. It's pretty,
like, it was
like,
some fuck took it with her iPhone.
Yeah, and it's, like, for audio listeners, basically, right? Imagine there's two gravestones and a smaller one in front, and then they're both sitting on the gravestones, and then it's just dead grass. Like, that's basically all it is. Like, they could have easily faked that. Like, there's
just
probably plenty of dead grass places. It's winter.
Just go to a fucking park.
Yeah, or go to California. All the grass is dead here all the time anyways, because no one wants to water their goddamn lawn because of water fucking conservation shit.
How brown do you think the gravestone was when she stood up?
Oof. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I just fucking...
It's like, you know, I tweeted this out about this specific situation, and obviously I can't fit in the rest of her, like, transgressions in a fucking, what is it now?
Tweet.
Like, small tweet. You know, but there's definitely more than that. And obviously, this is the catalyst for what I take issue with. And I see the other things that are an issue. And honestly, like, at first, I wasn't thinking of doing a video. But then, like, I saw all these people, like, saying, oh, I don't see the problem with this diesel. It's like, no, you're a fucking moron. Just unfollow me, you fucking troglodyte. Like, seriously. And I don't have time to do a video, so, like, I can't get around to it. But, like, I cannot believe someone would defend this, and her defense of this is the dumbest fucking thing I've read since Momo-kun said ADHD leads her to grope people.
Was it, like, what was her defense?
Her defense was, I wouldn't care, so why should they?
Yeah, she said she wouldn't care if someone... She said she wouldn't care if someone pissed in her grave or something like that, and it's like... I don't know. Personally, I'm in, like, the same boat. It's like, you know, I don't personally believe in an afterlife, and it's like, if I died and I was in a grave, I objectively would not care in my beliefs, right? But it's like, my family would care.
Yeah, no, they would definitely same,
care.
Same,
it's like, it's listen, it's like, I wouldn't care. Well, it's like, bitch, you ain't dead, so why the fuck would you, like...
Yeah, it's like...
It's
you're
like,
not,
you ain't got a grave? Like, why the fuck...
The grave isn't for the person that's dead. It's for the family, really.
It's like, how can you say you don't care when, like, you don't even have a grave to be pissed on yet? Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You ain't
dead. It's like the ashes thing where, like, people, like, keep ashes. It's like that's special to them, you know? It's like they keep their dead relatives' ashes, and then, like, you know, if you fuck with that, it's like, that's not okay.
I know. If you're just like, oh, it's just a jar of dust, like, they're not gonna fucking say it. Like, imagine saying that to someone.
That's my dead son, dude!
Imagine just sitting, like, on a fucking chair made out of, like, jars of cremated ashes.
There was a movie clip of someone, it was a movie or a show, and, like, someone ate, like, a jar of ashes or something like that.
I've seen that. I feel like this was Lebowski, they tried, like, throwing his ashes to the wind.
Yeah. So.
And it flew back in their faces, but, like.
Yeah. Or somebody used it as, like, a cooking ingredient or something, and they fed it to the family. It was, like, a joke, like, a whole thing. Anyways, it was funny.
But there is etiquette and ways to do, like, the graveyard stuff if you want to do that, you know? And cosplayers.
Yeah, you shouldn't go, like, don't go to an active fucking graveyard and, like, take pictures. Like, just go to an old one that isn't
dude,
active.
Just go to a kid's birthday party. It's just as effective.
Like, yes.
It would have been just as good. Like, they could have taken the picture of fucking Chuck E. Cheese, and, like, it would have been the same goddamn thing.
Just sit on a kid's fucking head.
Maybe instead of being an e-thought, she could have done something interesting. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
like, work the Chuck E.
it.
Cheeses.
Like, Jesus
anyways,
Christ.
Let's talk about some nasty shit. KFC. They're putting Cheetos on their fried chicken sandwiches now. It looks really nasty. It might taste okay, but it looks bad.
God, that's absolute fat.
Yeah, it just looks bad. Like, I want to try it, but at the same time, I don't.
Let me try and, like, visualize this for the audience, right? So, it's
literally
buns,
a chicken sandwich with
right?
fucking Cheetos in between. That's all that it is.
Yeah,
like,
it's
the best
like
way to
tender.
I found this out. This is pretty common. Like, you know how, like, you might put fries or some shit in your burger? Like, it's like that, but Cheetos and it's chicken.
I mean, I've put Cheetos on my sandwiches before, like, as a kid, like a turkey sandwich, I'd put Cheetos on it, right? And it's like, that was fine. But, like, I don't know, I think it's weird.
What makes it different from chicken, though?
It's weird because it's just, like, they're just putting Cheetos on it.
It doesn't look that bad to me.
With Taco Bell, they put it in, like, the shell was Dorito, right? And then, like, with this, they're just like, yeah, let's put Cheetos on it!
Bro, people were talking shit about my boy, the Mac and Cheetos, and, like, I like that shit, brother.
Have you guys seen the Double Down?
Nope.
From KFC?
What is this?
This is a chicken sandwich where the bun is replaced with two pieces of fried chicken.
That's fantastic.
Then,
is it eggs and
bacon in between?
I'm looking at it.
There's bacon.
I'm not going to lie. This
bacon,
actually looks kind of appetizing.
It's bacon, cheese,
oh, my foot
brain is
fucking
secret sauce.
I'm not gonna lie. This kind of looks.
I do
decent,
agree
like,
with Brandon though. Like it looks kind of. It looks
no,
funny
that,
as hell.
I'd have.
It looks
to
like
be
a cursed
fucking,
image, bro.
I would have to be so stoned to eat that. There's
no but
no
it's like
way
that's
out.
Something. That's something you would try, and then like you'd be like, it was okay.
I'd try the Cheeto shit too.
I'd try the Cheeto shit. Like
okay,
I'd try it.
I think I'd like
weird.
The Cheeto
sure,
shit
not
too,
like
man.
A promotional picture.
I think
now.
I would like the Cheeto shit too.
This is what it actually looks.
I might not like it.
The Mac and Cheetos don't look anything like they're advertised, but it's
ew.
Like, I enjoy
doesn't that look stuff. A lot less appealing than the
yeah,
pictures?
I still kind of want to
really,
try it,
not
though.
Really, no. Not really, no.
No,
if anything, the cheese looks better because it's more melted.
No, it's like, this reminds me of, like, that one thing that fucking, you're going to hate this, Diesel. So, you know, like, the McGriddle at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I'm sending a picture.
Is that
McGriddles are good.
Two little
pancakes? They have triple stacks.
That's
now.
Not bad. That's
McGriddles. They're like little cinnamon.
Dude,
like,
have you had one before?
I've never had a McGriddle.
You feel disgusting eating that shit. You feel disgusting eating a McGriddle.
I don't usually have that much shit on my McGriddle. I just get like the sausage, egg, and cheese.
No. I'm saying like the triple stack. Like I had it one time, and it made me feel so fucking disgusting. I never wanted to touch it again. That one thing is like 1,000 fucking calories, nearly. Like it's ridiculous. Like that one little fucking thing is almost 1,000 calories.
Dude, that's fantastic. One meal and you're sustained for the entire day.
Yeah, you're sustained off of McGriddle from McDonald's. Like it's not gonna get you too far.
Maybe it won't get you too far because there's more of you, but I'll be fine.
Yeah, I have to eat three to survive.
Dude, I think the fucking double down from KFC looks gross. There's also a double down burger, which is...
Oh, wait, Diesel, here. I'll send you...
Is selling this now.
Here's the actual fucking picture of the triple stack.
Ah, that looks nasty.
No, they always look bad once they're made.
I'm going to top that, right?
They still taste decent, though.
KFC has released a hot dog, right? It's a double down hot dog, and instead of a bun, it
KFC
is
has hot dogs.
A chicken, breaded chicken. I can't fucking pull up the picture. I keep losing.
They have hot dogs.
You guys like, you guys realize that they make most of these things specifically because it'll make people talk, right?
I mean,
yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
But then somebody eats this, and that's the problem.
Hey, don't shit. Don't fuck you.
That looks gross.
I'd eat
don't
that.
Tell me that doesn't look gross.
I'd eat that. I want that.
Okay, first of all, hot gross. Dogs are disgusting. People who eat hot
Diesel,
dogs have
like,
to
what? Diesel,
fuck you!
Okay, Diesel, like, you just have the shittest taste in everything.
No. We have the shittest taste in everything. He likes to eat healthy. We're the ones who are talking about eating a fucking chicken breaded, chicken surrounded hot dog.
No, but it's
place, like,
right?
I don't,
and we were
listen,
all like, let's
not,
double
my,
down.
The point is,
I double down.
Okay, maybe he doesn't have the worst taste, but his very clearly don't align with mine, so I will never use him as a guide for what I might or might not like.
Oh my god. I'm just saying, like, I...
And, like, listen, if you hate hot dogs as a concept, then I shouldn't even be hearing you. Like, there's no point of having this discussion, because nothing's gonna happen.
I kind of want that, I'm not gonna lie.
You want that? God. See, of course Brandon would want that.
Well, I haven't really eaten much today, and, like,
Let's play into our character stereotypes very, very much as we talk about KFC's.
I mean, I don't
down.
Like mustard, so I'd get ketchup on it instead, but, like...
I wouldn't, like, I just ate dinner, so I don't really need any food right now, but fucking...
This has definitely made me hungry. Thank you, Diesel.
Like... I don't know, like, I look like the fat bastard in this Discord call because
I
have Piranha Plant as
I don't
my
know.
No, it's because I have Piranha Plant as my profile picture.
Like,
look at that big mouth. It could, like, swallow a human whole. What makes you think that you'll stop at a fucking double down KFC hot dog?
The thing is, it's just, like, fucking either KFC or Taco Bell breakfast is, like, the worst version
I've
of
never
fast
had
food.
Taco Bell breakfast.
Don't talk shit about Taco Bell breakfast, bro.
I look, dude, croissant tacos don't sound like a good time. I'm
okay, I've never had one of the croissant tacos, but the soft tacos are actually quite good.
Yeah, but like they wrap instead of a taco, it's just a waffle folded on itself.
Let's
be real here, right? All fast food is fucking ass for you, but sometimes you really want a fucking chicken wrapped hot dog. All right. Sometimes
like,
you really want a chicken wrapped
like
hot dog.
The breakfast quesadilla is like actually decent, and so are the cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns, yeah.
I'm
not gonna lie,
the
chicken wrapped hot
like,
dog looks pretty
fucking
good.
Have you guys ever had White Castle before?
No.
Oh my god, dude! If you go to White Castle, and anybody who's gone to White Castle knows what I'm talking about, I've never gotten the fucking runs from any fast food place. But White Castle consistently
White Castle?
Gives me diarrhea.
Oh, these motherfuckers make these goddamn mini cheeseburgers.
Yes.
I know these motherfuckers.
Can you link me something? Because I'm
no,
in the...
No, you'll know exactly what I'm fucking talking about. So they also sell frozen food. And, like, their fucking mini cheeseburgers are fucking shit, by the way. They're just basically just bread. Like, they suck. And you can get them
oh,
at, like...
Oh, fuck! Didn't they sell...
You can get them at the fucking
this shit
grocery
in schools,
store.
Dude.
Yeah, no, you can get them at the... I don't think it's the same brand, but you can get them at grocery stores. And it's like... They're fucking ass. Like, they suck.
Well, the ones you buy from the place are a little better, but, like, I have never eaten there and not, like, blown up my toilet the next day.
No, I didn't even know that this was, like, I didn't even know this was a place. I thought it was just a brand that sold frozen food.
I mean, they have, now. Like, they're not really that popular. In New York, they have them, but I haven't seen them anywhere else.
Yeah, I have never seen one in California ever. So, like, that's interesting.
They have, like, chicken rings instead of onion rings. Those shits are fire.
That does sound epic, because I don't really like onion rings.
I'm a big fan of those.
I'm not big on the texture of onion rings. I don't know.
Dude, the closest one is in fucking Vegas.
All right, boys, we're going to Vegas.
So, you know.
I don't know. It's definitely not worth the journey. Like, I hadn't had Chick-fil-A before, and I had went with my girlfriend to go get Chick-fil-A for, like, the first time, and I'm like, damn, this shit's fire. Chick-fil-A is fire.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is good. Chick-fil-A is good, dude.
Chick-fil-A is so fucking good.
Did you get, I remember, like, at Colorado, like, I just postmated, like, a spicy chicken sandwich with nothing but the spicy chicken and, like, three different types of cheeses on it.
Fuck me, dude.
It wasn't, like, there wasn't that much on it. The chicken isn't that big.
No, Chick-fil-A is fucking great. I love Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Their fries are, like,
so fucking good.
Fucking phenomenal.
I know!
And the fact you can get everything grilled instead of fried as a healthy, conscious person makes me feel a little better about myself. Okay, grilled chicken nuggets? Damn, son.
Okay, I think we've talked enough about food. We're probably
I think we've talked enough for the rest of the fucking day.
Thank you all for watching the Food Podcast. Next episode, we'll have Joey's World Tour.
Please.
Subscribe down below. Follow us on Twitter at @Lamos_Falls and Instagram at @Lamos_. You can also check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and more to come in the future. Thank you all for watching. Have a great day. Goodbye.